Now, in the seat of Araluen, we have one candidate from the First Nations political party. Now, they're running, I think, four or five in Central Australia. Eden Baxter, he did run in the council elections just recently. He made a very big splash with his musical video as part of his campaign, but Eden joins me in the studio. Eden, good morning.
G'day, Stuart. How you doing?
I'm not too bad. Now, interesting point, and I don't mean to point out the obvious. You're running for the First Nations political party, which is an Indigenous party advocating on Indigenous rights. You're a white fella. Any sort of... what's the theory?
I guess it's like any political party. They're trying to...
Might I just ask you to back off the microphone there, Eden? Just a little bit. Yeah, thank you. You've got a very powerful voice.
Any political party is obviously trying to put ideas out into the mix, and the focus of, I can imagine, the First Nations Party getting started and formulating was to really try and get Aboriginal issues on the agenda from predominantly Aboriginal people. Yeah, as you said, I'm a proud white Australian, but I recognise that some parts of our history and some parts of the way we do things need adjusting and need to be looked at. And I'm part of the party. I decided to run as a candidate with the First Nations Party as opposed to an independent because I wanted to be part of that conversation, and I thought it might be a good place to amplify some of the ideas that they're trying to formulate and develop.
We'll talk. We may talk about a bit more about that in a moment. But in terms of door knocking and things getting out into the electorate, what's the response you're getting?
It's a mixed response. I don't think actually a lot of people sit there and go, "Oh, right, you're with this party," and they start asking me about what that means and so on. Generally, they're really interested in knowing the person and knowing what motivates them to actually stand as a representative in the community. And well, basically, I think you've probably covered it in some of your forums and. There's a few key issues that seem to be dominant in people's minds, and that's largely what people want to talk about.
And it must be hard, and I suppose the political journey for you has been, certainly from our point of view in the media here, has been that you ran in council elections. I think you made a bit of a splash with your... did you get the permission from The Voice to do that song? Shh, don't say the copyright. What I'm referring to here is Eden's sort of part of his campaign for the council election was, of course, reworking a bit of John Farnham. You didn't run into any copyright issues there, did you?
Let me just say a few things. I'm very much trying to introduce myself to the people of Central Australia and the Territory as, I guess, a candidate or a participant in the political conversation that's trying to be a bit unique and do things differently and... obviously taken a few outrageous policy platforms from a giant emu footprint at the airport in the council elections through to
it was very, but it was actually very looked very professional, all the work you've done on your blog and stuff. You work in IT though, don't you? So that should be second nature to you.
I've got a bit of a advantage there, but through to the music video, and just on the music video, I did not actually get permission, but I like to think that it's become more than just a song. It's a folk song. It was an original interpretation of a great work. And, I have followed in the media. I just noticed the Mitt Romney campaign in the States, all the artists that have been used as backing music to his presidential campaigning have just come out and stated, how dare you use our music? We totally disagree with your philosophy. I haven't had a phone call like that from the John Farnham.
You're thinking the bot? Maybe Bruce Springsteen. It's time for a bit of Bruce Springsteen.
Well, I don't want to push it too far. I think maybe originals into the future, Stuart.
Yeah. So we're not going to see a video soon?
This election campaign, I've been trying to focus on actually just getting out there in the electorate and meeting people and also trying to, talk about the policy. And the reasons why I decided to run with the First Nations Party as opposed to an independent.
Your own journey, because how long have you been in the Alice for now?
I'll be coming up to 6 years soon.
Yeah, so you're getting on for knowing the place and what it's about. With that in mind, had you been involved in any sort of political action or being involved politically down south? Because you're Victorian by background.
Yeah, I'm from...
nothing wrong with that.
From Gippsland in Latrobe Valley. It's a very nice green valley and... beautiful place, the big ranges and rivers and so on. But I came up here 5 years ago and you sort of get to know the place. Before I left, I guess I'd done a bit of travel after a bit of study and saw a bit of Asia Pacific and over to India and so on. And I remember actually thinking just how privileged we are and fortunate we are in the situation we have in Australia. Obviously, we've got challenges and our own unique circumstances to deal with, but When I came back, I did a bit of work with the West Papuan peoples, province of Indonesia, but also that's quite a contentious reality, and I guess
a continuingly contentious one too.
Yeah, it's quite the hidden political conundrum of our region. I think in the mainstream consciousness, a lot of people don't really have quite an awareness of how significant the political history of that region is. But yeah, I had a lot to do with a bunch of refugees that came over. Now, they were political asylum seekers, and that was a big part of my introduction to the political reality of participating in a political reality. It flew right into a situation where the Indonesian ambassador was withdrawn from Australia, and I also got to meet some amazing, amazing people, beautiful people that are just really concerned about the plight of their region and their they call a nation and the history anyway, just as you said, that was my introduction to politics, I guess you might say.
Yeah, because everyone who comes to this town, so often comes for the 1 or 2 years and think they're going to leave or just come and make a few quid and so on. When you came to Alice Springs, was that with adventure in mind, a short term in mind? What was actually the driver?
Well, I'd been working in Melbourne with my own business, but also doing projects on the side, as I said, with different groups. And at the time, an opportunity came up to film a lady who was walking from Adelaide to Uluru, and it seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
You filmed her walking all the way, or just little bits?
Well, I sort of went along and did some support, did some cooking and did some camp set up and so on. And it was a great adventure and quite fascinating. Got to meet all the communities along the way from Adelaide to Uluru. And by the time we got to Uluru and went through that adventure, which is its own story in its own right, we came up to Alice Springs to restock and replenish. And I thought to myself, wow, you know what? This is, as far as I'm concerned, this is where it's all happening, and I'm going to spend a bit of time here.
Mm. I ask you because perspectives on towns change. Like when I first came to town was 17 years ago, and I was much younger and probably more foolish, and it was a really adventurous town. Now I'm a family man and probably really boring, and I just wonder, does it still have that spirit of adventure living in a town like Alice Springs?
There's certain things you go through in life. You balance up the possibility of adventures you could go on with self-preservation and so on and so forth. But
what do you mean?
Well, I'm going to leave that statement as it lies.
I was intrigued by that self-preservation, but it's all you preserve yourself.
I'm just simply saying I'm here and I've still got the spirit of, I don't want to say adventure, but possibility. I really feel like I'm sure it's been stated so many times before and I won't spend too much time on it, but this place, it's a magical place, a special place. It's a meeting of amazing range of cultures, stories, and for me, all those things still hold true, and I'm still looking forward to doing as much as I can with that reality.
I'm going to play a track, your track, which you've chosen, I understand, which is The Beautiful Girls, and I want to ask you about it in just a moment. But now, I do need to ask, because we're talking about, you know, obviously you've come to Central Australia, you're standing for a certain political party. So do you see that political party as being able to deliver on what you say of the promise of Central Australia?
Look, I think for me, it's about recognising that it's a young history here in a political sense in the territory. Obviously, I mean, I should count that by saying that obviously political realities and discussions and ceremony and dealings were going on for thousands of years before sort of the European white fella systems came in. But as far as the contemporary political reality goes, I'm just a big supporter of as many voices in the mix, and independent voices, along with major party voices, sure. But the more voices in that mix, the more diverse ideas that are getting thrown out into the public discussion, the better. And as far as a party getting started, it's only early days. That's formed with the broad intentions to work for and support and do what it can for Aboriginal people as one of its core principles. What a great thing, and that's a significant reason why I decided to give it a go with the First Nations Party this election.
The song, you like music, obviously. This is the Beautiful Girls, Freedom Part 2.
I had a few songs I threw.
I think we can only fit one in.
No, but I'm glad you chose this one.
And why?
Because it's just a nice song. Like it's really simple. It's really cut back. It's called Freedom Part 2, which is it's just nice. It's not.
I miss Freedom Part 1 though.
Well, that's right. But the whole point is, what is freedom? And it makes you think about those concepts. It's got a beautiful video clip with scenes from history and people, you know, standing for what they believe in. And it also has a few really nice lines. One in particular, I think, these seeds that we... I've forgotten now. But something about the seeds that we speed into life to be trees will soon become fallen if their roots aren't deep. And it just makes a comment on all the things we can do.
Just don't hang your political advertising on the wrong tree, as we all know.
Yes.
Ian Baxter, thank you for coming in. Thanks for having a yarn. It was a tangential chat, but useful. Thank you. And enjoy election 2012.
Can I say one thing, Stuart, and the comment about probably people coming in for a short amount of time in the territory? I just want to make a public statement. This is not about politics, but to all those people that are here for only 1 or 2 years, go and register to vote. You're participating in the reality and the life of Central Australia. Get enrolled on the register. Follow the issues. You have an important contribution to make to the political life because so many people are only here for a few years. And anyway, that's why I'll leave it at that.